For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And been obvious that I have an issue with Ryan Seacrest over the years, and it all stems from a place of sheer jealousy.
How do you know, like, why it started?
Because he's a radio guy.
He's
a radio guy that actually aspired to more and then was handed everything. He worked. He worked hard. but he's no better than us. You know, we're all radio guys. And so he just happened to have better bone structure and
height.
Yeah. And so he got the first gig with American Idol kind of as a side hustle. And he and this other guy started it together. It was another comedian. And that guy, they dumped him after, I think, the first season.
Oh,
and so Ryan keeps going, you know, and this other poor guy got pushed to the sideline. But anyway, I've always been jealous of him. But speaking of American Idol, it was always one of those things. I watched that show, and there are times that even still, I will get choked up and, like, my eyes will well up when I see somebody's dream come true.
Oh, sure.
It feels so good. Like, you've watched them work for this, and you've heard their backstory or whatever, and then they get that moment where they're not sure what's going to happen, and then it turns for them, and all of a sudden, you're accepted, and they just fall down or whatever. I love those moments. And so we got to be part of something like that. You'll see it on the show tomorrow, and we'll have the video for you announcing the winners of our Open Up for Chris Tomlin Red Rocks contest. And this guy that won, I loved being able to tell him, and we surprised him with Chris being on as well. And his face is just you'll have to see the video when we post it. It'll be at wayfm.com tomorrow after the show, or actually in the beginning of the show, like around 7 a.m. Central. But his reaction is so great, and like just getting to be there to watch that was really cool. I got to feel what it's like to be Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, there you go.
A quick moment.
That's what we're talking about.
There's the tie-in.
Love it.
Came full circle there.
Yeah, and this has been one of my favorite videos to edit. I guess because it's coming from a place where we mostly do a lot of stuff with all these people who have made it.
Right.
And you see this guy who you're like, I was going to say you're not so far removed from me per se. He's also really talented.
Oh yeah, the guy's great.
He's super good. Yeah. And I mean, I've been watching the submission video that he sent in, and it's like a 17-minute video. I'll always fast forward to his one really good part because
right.
I just really appreciate it. So I'm very curious to see how he rocks Red Rocks.
So that's going to be awesome. So that was just a fun moment that we got to do, and a little behind the scenes on it as well. But you'll get to see the whole thing tomorrow. Let's see. Biden is extending. This is great news for Gavin. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday that another extension for the pause on the federal student loan payments. So you can push off the Grim Reaper till August 31st. but rest assured, it is still going to come for you, you know? Like, I know there's all this...
I don't
this, know. You're playing the long game.
It's been 2 years.
It's been
a pretty long game. And even when
Has it been 2 years of deferments?
I'm pretty sure we haven't had to pay since this whole thing started.
Wow.
I think it was, like, hand in hand with stimulus checks that he was like, no payments.
That's crazy.
And here's your money.
It's the sixth extension of the program in 2 years.
I'm glad that they... In a way, I'm glad that they kept that up because, obviously, it's... hundreds of dollars that we don't have to spend every month. But then I'm also glad that they didn't do that hand in hand with more stimulus checks well, because then I think we'd be in a much bigger pit.
Selfishly, I would rather them postpone the payments for people till things right themselves. But unfortunately, we're going to be farther down. Like, things are getting worse economically with inflation, and things are not getting better. And so I think we're in for a lot more of this. I would rather see that, though, than I would see the forgiveness. Sorry, no offense.
Nope. Yeah. Fair enough.
Like, I come from a school of, you know, you made your agreement, you work out your agreement, you pay for it, you know.
I agree.
I know people go, it's not fair, they're charging me interest. Yeah, well, that's what a loan is, and that's life. And unless they go, okay, everyone that sacrificed and paid for school, we're going to give you your money back. Fine.
Boom.
You want to do that? Let's do this.
Yeah,
that would destroy
all
our economy.
Yeah, like
it's like my wife and I made decisions to not go on vacation so that we could pay for college, you know, and we deferred happiness and deferred things. I worked extra so that we could pay for my daughter's school, you know. And so for me, it's like it's really a slap in the face to the people that like scrimped and saved and did it that way. And then to just everyone that, and I'm not saying it's bad to take out loans to do school, because unfortunately, a lot of people have to.
It's just the reality that we are in right now.
I had to. I had to pay for my own school, and I had to pay it all off. It's just that school has gotten so expensive. But to me, to just forgive that blanket wise and go, well, let's, you know, wash our hands of that. You know, you guys are good. Now you're going to make all the right financial decisions. For a lot of people, that's not the case.
Yeah, because the idea behind forgiveness would be that the money that we would spend on our loans would be, you know, pushed into the economy.
Right.
We would start doing a whole lot of stuff there. I am curious, because I'll have to read about this, as to why they're pushing it back again, as to, you know, are people my age or other people still struggling to get their money together? Because the pandemic's not in the thralls anymore.
He addresses, he said, if loan payments were to resume on schedule in May, analysis of recent data from the Federal Reserve suggests that millions of student loan borrowers would face significant economic hardship, and delinquencies and defaults could threaten Americans' financial stability. Mm. So basically he's saying that if you reinstate this, then it's going to be tough times. And then if they start defaulting, that's going to make things even worse than the deferring versus defaulting and stuff.
Man, I wonder what's going to change in 4 months, though.
Well, what's crazy, though, too, is there have been like congressional Democrats that have pressured him to go further. Like, he's like not doing enough. Like, and there's a contingency inside of that party that's like, forgive it all. I could see them saying, forgive all that loan. And you know what? While we're there, give them $20,000 to do something else fun. You know, like, it's just,
let's print more money.
Fringe. Yeah, it gets crazy. But all of that tied into, like, I am so baffled by the oil situation right now.
Oh.
Just completely flabbergasted by this. So House Democrats on Wednesday accused oil companies of ripping off the American people and putting profits ahead because of putting them before production, saying that we're holding back production so that they could just continue to make money and price gouge. And then obviously the big oil is like, that's not true at all. It's a global economy and stuff. And I totally don't know where I fall on this other than I know I'm getting hosed.
Every day.
I cannot fathom that we have a fuel system that is so fragile that like one thing happens in the Gulf of Mexico and all of a sudden it's like prices go up and there's a shortage. One thing happens out in California, prices go up, there's a shortage. 3% of Russian oil, you know, is what we're bringing in. We embargo that. Prices go up, there's a shortage.
Double.
Like, we have oil reserves, you know, which now they're talking about tapping into. Why so late? And, you know, we have the ability to create our own oil, which gets into that debate about reliance on foreign oil. This is a prime example. Like, if our prices skyrocket because of this, what if we're producing and making more of our own energy? Then we can go, the world's prices skyrocketed, but ours did not, you know? And then I know that everything's connected and it all affects everything, but it's crazy. National average, $4.16 a gallon right now, still, and last year you were paying $2.87.
Yeah, my uncle and cousin came down from Illinois area. He said that apparently Chicago is the third highest price per gallon.
Betty's out in California right now,
where it's awful.
$6 a gallon. She posted a picture. I'm like, what?
He came here where we're at, you know, $4-ish dollars.
I was $4.19 the other day.
Up in Nashville, it's $4, and he was like, man, I'm just I feel so relieved. It's such a price drop. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's all a matter of perspective.
Exactly.
And we're like, wait, I remember when it was $199.
I do.
You know,
those
2 years
good days.
Ago.
I could pay for my gas and my student loans back then.
Yes, and now you can do neither.
I can't.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Well, do you got any birthdays today?
I do. I had one.
Nice.
From Carla Doncaster to Kelsey Doncaster. I believe Kelsey is a guy.
Okay.
He's a professional historian. He is smart, kind, and classy. We've faced trials together and are coming through them. I'm so thankful for him. Love you forever, Kelsey.
Oh.
That's super sweet. And then there's a question that I thought was a good one down here. It said, Wally, you had one child. How did you know that being a one-child family was for you? Because it feels like there's a lot of pressure to have more than one kid right now.
That's a good question. It was not an option because my wife was like, we are not having any more kids. She had a tough delivery, and after that, she was super adamant that I am not doing that again. And I'm like, I couldn't falter because it's like, it's not like you go, no, it'll be okay. Why don't you do one more? Like, look, that's your body, and you're going through something unbelievably traumatic, like that I don't want to do. So if I don't want to do it, I'm certainly not going to make you do that again. You know?
I wouldn't choose to like stub a toe again.
No.
I wouldn't just be like, man, I should do that for a bigger family.
Fun. Oh yeah.
So
no,
I can't imagine multiplying that by 1,000.
When she made that decision, and I like focus, you know, like for me, it was like, oh, okay, I'll get to put everything I have into this one thing. And I grew up in a family of 5, and my parents were great. Like they tried to do all the things for all of us and be into all the things we were into. So not a problem. But for me, I'm like, I started realizing early on after we had just Haley that this is what it was going to be, and oh, wow, we can still travel. We can still do this. We can take these great vacations with her and have her experience. Like, I wasn't in the same boat as some of my friends that had 2, 3, 4 kids where they're like, we just can't go, you know? And so I got to take Haley kind of around the world with me in different places, and it was great.
I may have to present that argument to Haley at some point because I do love the idea of having a kid at some point here soon. I think it's not too far off.
Yeah.
But I do think that idea of like being able to put everything at them and then just being the best parent to one kid and feeling not stretched by others, which I don't
or
think.
Liking one kid and not liking another kid.
Having one be.
You have that terror kid, you know?
Yeah, disappointment versus approval.
Absolutely.
And I don't think, and I have no reflection on like my parents as ever having like been lesser parents because they had to split it up between 3 of us.
Right.
Like I remember them feeling like as much love as I could from anybody. But yeah, one kid sounds great.
Yeah, and like for us it was the right decision, and I'm glad. The only downside of it is that kid better have their stuff together when you get older and they have to take care of you.
Yeah.
'Cause if you've got a messed up kid and like you're relying on them to take care of you and you got one shot at it, oh boy. And I'm staring down the barrels of a kid with a theater degree. So you can see the kind of home I'm going to be in.
I've got the film degree, so I'm that's on my sister.
Yeah, your parents would be hoes with you too. So all right. Well, that's going to do it for your Aftercast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty. And Betty Rock will be back on Monday. I forgot we got another day.
I know. The way you were saying that, I was like, are we taking tomorrow off?
I was wrapping it up like it's the weekend, man. I was like, yeah, because I just, in between
I'll
the
do
show.
A best of show.
Here's what happens. We finish the show, and we normally go right into the Aftercast, but Gavin is on this intermittent fasting, and so Ruth brought in chicken biscuits, and he had to wait for 2 hours because he can't eat till 10, and so he had to wait so long, and if we had jumped right into this, he wouldn't have been able to eat it till like 10:30, and so I'm like, okay, I'll go plan the show for tomorrow, and you can eat your biscuit while you edit the video, and so like that had my head. I've planned Friday. I'm like, good, we're on Friday.
Love it.
Yeah, so not so much. One more day.
See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, then Monday and Betty Rock will be back.